Chapter 47. Up your arse! Bunny, still shivering under the sheepskin coat he'd borrowed from a dead man, looked at Gringo.
Would you please stop saying that?
The rain having finally stopped, the three of them were sitting at one of the picnic tables in the near darkness. Simone was trying to warm Bunny up as best she could, holding him tightly, running her hands up and down his body. He was cold, numb in fact, but the feeling of her close to him was warming him in other ways. Gringo had found the keys to the cuffs in Lopez's coat, which Bunny was now wearing. Gringo had gone back to his car and returned with a bounty that included a first aid kit, two powerful torches, half a pack of jammy Dodgers and a bottle of whiskey that he had in the boot. He had also brought his used and smelly football kit, which Bunny was currently squashed into, his own clothes having been turned into a sodden mess by the rain. Simone had used the first aid kit to bandage the wounds on her own arm and Gringo's thigh as best she could, though both would need stitches. Then they had sat in silence and passed the biscuits and whiskey around.
But where did you even get a Derringer pistol from?
Simone rolled her eyes.
Up his ass. Get over it.
Gringo stopped, a jammy Dodger halfway to his mouth.
Had it... What?
Had it been up there a while?
What are you yammering on about?
Said Bunny.
Do you think I've been walking around for ages with that?
He pointed at the 4-inch-long, 1-shot Derringer pistol that was now lying on the table in front of them.
Stuck up me part tunnel? No. I put it up there when these guys gave me 15 minutes to turn up outside my house with a tape I didn't have. I figured it was the only advantage I had. Surprise?
I was surprised, said Gringo.
Exactly.
Because you pulled it out of your arse.
Gringo, how many times have you frisked someone for weapons?
Hundreds.
And have you ever checked their arse?
No.
Quod iras demonstrandum,
said Bunny, with a wave of his hand.
Although, now I've seen you pull that trick, I'm still not checking arses. I'd rather just get shot. I mean, up your arse.
Oh, Lord, said Simone. I'm starting to miss being tortured.
Bunny gave her a squeeze and a quick peck on the forehead. While Gringo had been gone, she had reluctantly given him a few details about what the last day had been like. She had only cried when explaining why she had given them his name, speaking through sobs.
It was either you or the sisters or Noel, and I figured you might be able to defend yourself.
He had told her she'd made the right decision. The thought had popped into his head that the sisters were a lot more capable of defending themselves than anyone might imagine. But he left it unsaid.
By the way, on the subject of what happened outside your house, continued Gringo, where did you learn to pull a punch?
You nearly broke my jaw.
Bunny smirked.
I had to make it look realistic.
He took a slug of whiskey and passed the bottle to Gringo.
Where did you get it from?
What?
The Derriere pistol. And you should totally copyright that name, by the way.
Yeah, I'll get my lawyers right on it. It was a present from my Uncle Bunny. I think he brought it back from the Spanish Civil War or something.
Wait, Uncle Bunny is real?
Of course he's real. Sure, haven't I been telling you about him for years?
I thought he was someone you made up to liven up boring stakeouts in the car.
Do you think I make up family members to entertain you? You clueless gobshite.
Gringo drummed his hands on the tabletop excitedly.
There really are a long line of Bunny McGarrys? Like, through history?
Yes,
said Bunny, exasperated.
"Haven't I been telling you about them for years?"
"Well, now I have a whole lot more questions."
"Hang on to them," said Bunny, standing up. "We need to start sorting this mess out."
The light was rapidly fading, and there was work to be done. Gringo and Bunny had only exchanged a couple of words before Gringo had gone back to the car, but he had been running it through in his head. And he could tell Gringo had been, too. If Simone's past was to have any chance of staying hidden, they couldn't go through official channels. If the people chasing her were as powerful as she feared, and what had happened over the last couple of days certainly seemed to bear that out, then there was only one option.
"There's something else I don't understand," said Gringo.
Bunny leaned on the table.
"I'm not going through it again."
"Not that," said Gringo, nodding at the Derringer. "Although, yes, also that. No, I mean the tape."
He pointed at the Arnott's bag sitting in the middle of the table.
"What the hell is this tape?"
"Never mind," said Bunny. "All you need to know is that this isn't the one they were looking for. This is the 1992 All-Ireland final between Kilkenny and Cork."
"Did Cork win that?"
Bunny gave Gringo a sour look.
"Course not. I wouldn't risk a tape of one of the ones we won, you lunatic."
"Right. That is the first thing you've said that does make sense."
"Come on,"
said Bunny to Gringo before placing a kiss on Simone's forehead.
"You stay here, love."
"Are you sure? I can help."
"You're all right," said Gringo. "This is ditch digging. It's what his people were made for."
"Yeah," said Bunny. "And this gobshite is overdue an honest day's work."
They had never directly said it, but when Gringo had returned from the cars, the decision had been made. He'd taken the keys to Frock's silver Audi and returned with two shovels, requisitioned from the dead man's car boot, along with two newly purchased torches. A full grave-digging kit. They looked around, and then Gringo pointed in the direction away from the steps.
"Makes sense," said Bunny with a nod. "I guess we keep walking until we find a spot. Dig the hole first, and..."
Gringo nodded, turning on both of the torches and handing one to Bunny. They then each picked up a shovel.
"There's not many bodies buried in these mountains. We'll be doing well to find a fresh spot."
Bunny looked over at Simone.
"We won't be long."
They walked into the woods, scanning the ground before them with their torches as they went.
"Do you think she'll be okay?" asked Gringo.
"Yeah," said Bunny. "She's tougher than she looks. And I'm going to take care of her, if she'll let me."
"She's lucky to have you."
"We'll see. Hey, I've a question for you. How come you didn't have a gun?"
"Jesus, amigo. I'm on compassionate leave after what happened with Dara. They gave me the number for a counsellor. They're hardly going to let me take a gun home."
"Ah, right," said Bunny. "Yeah, course. Sorry. How's all that going?"
"Counselling?"
"No, you know, the Carter stuff."
"You don't want to know."
"I don't. But look, I owe you for this. Your... whatever help you need, you just ask."
"No," said Gringo, shaking his head firmly. "The kind of debts we owe each other never get wiped away. We both know that. But this... this you don't do."
"For God's sake, you're in the middle of helping me bury a couple of bodies."
"Yes, amigo. Two bad men who had come here to do a very bad thing. Two men who I accidentally led to your door. We're both members of the Blessed Garda Síochána, and regardless of the views of a court, what we just did and what we're about to do are the right things. I'm fine with that.
Hell,
it's good to be back on the side of the angels for a little while. The nightmare I got myself involved in by joining up to somebody's get-rich-quick scheme is nothing to do with you. And I'm not having you dragged down with me.
But
nothing. You've not just got yourself to take care of now. And she, God help her, deserves you. And you deserve her for that matter. I'll fix what I have to. But you stay out of it. That's the final word. All right?
All right.
They came to a small opening amidst the trees, sheltered on one side by a looming rock face. Someone had graffitied a large clown's face on it.
Clowns give me the creeps, said Bunny.
Can I remind you that we're here to bury some bodies?
Fair point.
Gringo tested the ground.
Seems soft enough.
Then the clouds parted, and a soft silver moonlight fell down upon them, illuminating the clown's fading grin. They both started digging in silence for a couple of minutes until...
Seriously, though. Up your arse,